Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrinino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of August 11th, 2020, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, we are back to talk about all of the news that's interesting to talk about here in the second week of August, here with a man who is the star of his own Instagram series and one of the nation's top pickleball influencers. Give it up for the great Tyson Apostle.
I'm here. And all the things you said are true. Nature with Tyson. I had a giant, a giant lizard, but I can't remember the name of the lizard, yeah. But it's one of my favorite kind.
A Komodo dragon.
A Chuckwalla was in my backyard, and those are usually not there. And then Danny might know this. You may even know this, but one of the cool things about home ownership is the war that is waged between you and rodents.
No rodents
in your life.
See,
we don't have rodents inside, but they are all over outside.
I've seen neighbors,
kangaroo rats, mice, everything. And so I'm trying to give them a fair heads up. I'm coming for you. So I'm putting a natural repellent that's just peppermint oil and stuff that's supposed to they hate it.
And they just laugh at that stuff, right?
They do. Yeah, they do. I wasn't going to say anything, but they do, and I'm coming hard for them next week. So if you mice or kangaroo rats are listening to this podcast, I am coming for you in less than a week.
You're dead. You're freaking dead.
I didn't
you and
say
your
that.
Friends, dead.
Wow.
Your family, dead. Tyson, I like those action shots of you pickleballing super hard.
Yeah, so they're dope, hard. Right? Yeah.
They're great. They've made you look like a real athlete.
Finally.
That's
finally.
What you're looking for. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
And a man who is not fighting the war on rodents. He fights the war on neighbors. Here is. Now, I believe that let's find out where he is today. It's Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Oh, back in my natural habitat.
In this bunker? There's no picture.
My wife
you.
Made me take the picture away.
Why? It was dope, dude.
Because she feels like that's the only way she can exercise control. She's like, I'll remove this just to prove that I can. And I've done it. I still have power over you. You couldn't
you're
stop
nothing
me.
Nothing without me.
Yeah.
Are your guests still there? Apparently not if you're not in the closet.
No, dude. No, you see how relaxed I look? Yeah.
You look pretty
Rob
relaxed.
Sensed it.
Yeah.
But my neighbor is mowing her lawn right now.
Oh, okay.
I was worried it would come through the mic.
Yeah, I don't hear it at all. And
yes,
you got tested for COVID-19 today
because
you're off to Alaska tomorrow.
We'll see. We'll see.
Are your results going to be in time?
It doesn't even matter. What happened this morning was something I felt so, my face was so violated. I didn't even know there were holes back there. And not only did that Q-tip go well beyond what I thought possible.
Let's walk through this. They put a Q-tip up your nose, right?
Yeah. We've all seen pictures, right? So I had some idea of what was coming.
Yeah.
And the reason I took the test is it's required to enter some states. So you have to have a test within 72 hours. It's negative. So I go down. It's a drive-thru, which is great, right? Part of me was concerned about...
So you got a burger and fries as well?
I know, but can I get a chocolate shake? No, there's nothing. They should have given me something afterward to console me because I was very distressed having just... been penetrated through both nostrils all the way to what felt like my brain.
They go up both nostrils?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the same time?
It was a nightmare. I mean, no, they really want to enjoy each nostril. So they
stick it's not Q-tip DP, way it's back still there. SP.
Yeah, they're not double penetrating. They just linger with that Q-tip. By the way, it's like...
Same Q-tip?
She said, just try to relax. And then after that, she did the one thing... Other than putting her finger far into my eyeball,
okay,
the only other thing that would
say.
I would not relax. Well, okay, I could have said the other thing. It would have been just as uncomfortable. No kidding. Anyway, they put it way back there, and you're like, that's pretty bad, what you've just done. But then they wiggle it about. Like, oh, let's have a good wiggle inside what feels like the back of my face.
But that's the only way they can implant the microchips, right?
I guess. And then they take it out and I'm like, whoa, I need a moment. And there's no time for that moment because before you know it, they're violating the other nostril as hard as they can.
Is it a double-sided Q-tip that they...
No, it's the same one. It's the same one. Yeah. And these nurses, they're hardened because they've been doing this for so long.
Yeah, they're like responders. Yeah.
She's like smoking a cigarette and just jamming a Q-tip in there, rubbing it around, and then like jamming it in the other one and wiggling it around. I'm like, dude, if I'm going to get COVID or some disease, it's from this right here.
Danny, with all due respect to the great state of Alaska, is this even worth it?
No, I wasn't even thinking. I didn't even want to go because of all
sinus
of these
infection
things. Yeah. But you know, some of the people who want to go are so excited. I didn't want to be the buzzkill. So yeah,
well, it's dependent on you. You're the only reason that they'll...
Well, it kind of is. We were a team. We've been talking about it for 2 months. We've been watching the weather, and finally there was a window. And unfortunately, I don't know why I did this, but I was the one who suggested we go. I screenshotted the weather and sent it to both of them, and it's kind of my fault.
Yeah.
When you say you screenshotted the weather, what was it like? We want to beat
the
heat,
guys.
No. Is gonna be...
It rains every day.
Yeah.
In Alaska.
Up there, up by where we're going. And so I screenshotted. There was a clearing where there's only a 20% chance of rain for 3 or 4 days. Hmm. And that was a good enough window.
And that was enough for you.
That was enough.
It's gonna
rain every day. Because I didn't know what was coming my way. Two nostril penetrations with no breakfast purchased for me afterwards or any kind of like soothing talk or a cuddle afterwards.
Danny, for our newer listeners, I believe it was was it only a year ago that you had a harrowing of helicopter trip to, was it Alaska last year?
Yeah, that's right. In the wilderness of Alaska, me and a friend were flying a helicopter. I was just... passenger.
Are you taking the same helicopter?
No, we're flying on the airlines, which is a guaranteed sick. So yeah, we landed. We had an instrument break, the most important instrument, the torque gauge.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say a trombone.
The torque gauge sounded good enough.
Trombone is
one of the most important instruments.
Yeah, it is. I wish I had one to soothe Matt's nerves while we were sitting there with a broken helicopter in the middle of the woods. Yeah, so good, Rob. I wish, you know, this past week has been very stressful for me. I could have used your mouth trumpet occasionally just to calm my nerves.
That was the mouth trombone.
That was the mouth trombone.
Yeah, it's hard to tell either way.
Well, it was on a slide. You couldn't tell by the sliding tone?
No.
Danny.
Yes.
So you're flying an airline up to Alaska, leaving tomorrow. But what if you don't get your positive test result back in time to show the authorities at the border? How does that work?
So the way it's supposed to work is I have to have proof that I got tested, then quarantine until the results come back in Alaska. So the very least, you need proof that you've been tested. And then for me, it's like they're going to say, well, where are you going to be? And it's going to be in a tent. So... Yeah. I mean, I might give a grizzly bear COVID after it munches on my arm, but that'll serve it right.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be jumping from man to bear, become a super virus, then jump back to bear to man. This could be the beginning of the end right here.
You're patient zero.
Yeah.
It'll make murder hornets seem like,
yesterday's news.
Yeah, old news.
But Danny, what will you be doing in Alaska? Just making videos?
Well, there's two friends. He's going to go with two friends.
I'm always making videos with friends.
Mm-hmm. He's going with Christoph and Matt.
We're going to ride the Denali Park Road. So we'll be riding 90. It's a dirt road that only buses are allowed to go on, and it goes behind or on the west side of the Denali range.
So you're shipping bikes too?
Yes, which is another nightmare.
What bike are you shipping? Your mountain bike?
I don't have a bike, so I have to borrow a bike. And I only borrow things.
Whose bike are you borrowing?
I'm borrowing Christoph's brother's.
Uh-huh.
And I'm only borrowing it because I can
afford it.
Pay him if I smash it to pieces or something terrible happens.
You're smashing it for sure.
I'm not smashing it. Bear is smashing. The airline's smashing. Someone could smash. Lots of smash opportunities. Anyway, we're going to ride our bikes 92 miles to the end of the road, then camp, and then ride them back. So
cool. And what if it is raining the whole time?
Well, the rain will cover up my tears.
I guess
so. Fill my tears.
This is quite the adventure, Danny.
We'll see.
And you can tune into this on Three Men, One Tent YouTube channel.
We all have our own tents, Tyson. It must be that way.
Yeah.
Grown men don't share tents.
Yes. Really? I feel like it would be.
It's so not practical, but it has to be done.
Okay. So you're each carrying your own tent.
Yeah. Three men, one tent.
Yeah.
Three men, three tents.
Oh.
Right?
That's such a better name than my actual YouTube channel. I might consider changing it. No, three men, one tent.
Yeah, but do you always have three guys? That should be the name of this podcast.
Three guys? Yeah, why is my whole life structured around activities with two other guys?
Yeah, I know.
Safety in numbers.
I know, but Liz would never want to hear it.
I would prefer more people went, because the more people you have...
I didn't get invited.
The more frightened the bears will be.
I could have pulled 92 miles of bike riding out of my ass, dude.
Yeah, I don't doubt that for a
moment.
How
many days is that, 92 miles of bike ride?
It's a day. It's like...
It's a day?
If it's flat, it's like 6 hours. If it's hilly, it's like 8 to 10 hours.
Yeah.
One day, Tyson could do it, no problem.
No problem.
But this will be my third bike ride for the year.
Yeah.
This will be the third time I've gotten on a bike this year.
Do you still remember how to do it?
Dude,
you never forget.
You just, I just get on
it
there.
Comes right
and I'm
back
like,
to you.
Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the nasal penetration was just, a precursor to the saddle penetration that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I have muscle memory everywhere but my butt, and that's just going to hurt so bad by the end of the day.
Okay.
It's not a muscle. It's calloused, hard.
It is. It's like a hard callus.
Buttocks, yeah.
Danny, will you be back for next week?
I said, guys, look, I love adventure. I love everything, but I can't be gone for two Tuesdays. So
really,
I'll be home.
You scheduled it to only. Yeah. Can you, but let's say that worst comes to worst. Can you at least say your goodbyes to the fan base?
Yeah, actually, if something were to happen to me, I don't want a funeral. I don't want a gravesite. I don't want people to weep. I had an awesome life. There's no reason to mourn my loss. Way more awesome people are going to be born or are currently living. Go seek their guidance. They'll actually give you information you can use to improve your life. Just move on and enjoy your own life.
But
that's what I want to be said at my funeral. I don't even want a funeral. No, I don't want a funeral. I think what a waste of time.
But if you do end up coming back, please continue to stay tuned here and don't seek those people that are awesomer than Danny.
Yeah, because until further notice, I will do just fine. Yes.
Okay.
I want your love. I need your love. But if something should happen to me, please seek out someone better and follow them.
Yeah, but not any either of the Paul brothers.
No,
that's the one thing you need to do for me. They are
good.
They are
ongoing story there with Logan Paul and who's the other one?
Jake.
Paul.
Yeah, and it's Jake that's under investigation, Logan.
All right.
Yeah, Logan's already been tried.
He's been implicated. Yeah.
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 Well, Danny, it was nice to know you. I will.
Yeah, it was cool.
You. Yeah,
it was cool. I should probably take out a huge loan before I go because this is the type of thing.
Smart. Or life insurance.
Leave that for Liz. Yeah.
Danny, do you think you'll see a lot of wildlife on this trip, particularly avian wildlife?
Oh, birds? Yeah. I'll definitely see birds.
Lots of bald eagles, probably.
Bald eagles.
Probably some blue heron.
Okay.
Probably some golden eagles.
What about seabirds?
Yeah.
Are seabirds a
yeah,
thing?
Osprey. You'll see some osprey. Mm-hmm. He'll see some, maybe some albatross if he's along the coast somewhere, some pelicans perhaps.
Nature with Tyson.
Some seagulls probably, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Sandpipers.
Okay. Well, Danny, bring some sort of Ziploc bag with you, because get this, that people are, you know, always looking to things, different commodities like gold in a tenuous economy. But there is an undervalued resource out there, and that is the excrement from seabirds.
I've been pooped on 3 times by seabirds, and 1 time I accidentally ate the poop.
Okay, well, that is...
Accidentally? Like...
Just eating money.
Can we hear the tale real quick?
They pooped on a sandwich, unbeknownst to me.
You thought it was
then
mayonnaise.
I ate the sandwich, and I was like, what the hell is that taste? It was bird poop. Seagull poop.
Did you like
specific.
It?
It did not taste good. The woman who had made it for me, this is in New Zealand, she had gone out of her way to make it for me, opening her store, which was closed, to make it for me, and was watching me enjoy every bite. So what I did was I chewed on it, and then when I drank the chocolate milk I had also purchased, I spit it into there.
Wait,
but I had to be real cool.
The bird pooped on it.
Because when I took the bite and noticed the foul taste, I looked at directly at the sandwich. Yes, yes, yes,
O-W-L.
Exactly.
O-W-L.
Yes.
And on the sandwich was clearly
taste of bird poop.
The white paste of a seagull. And so I spat it to the chocolate milk, and then I had to finish the sandwich, which is not me, but the lady was so nice. It had to be
She
done.
Watched you eat it?
Yeah, she was super pleasant. Like I said, she had opened her store, even though it was closed, to make me a sandwich.
I just want to get this straight. Danny, there was a woman made a sandwich for you. She opened up her shop, but in the making of the sandwich, you noticed that a bird pooped on
it? I took the sandwich and sat at a picnic table outside, right outside her little shop. And that's where the poop occurred.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then because of the bird pooped on your sandwich, but you knew the woman was looking at you, you proceeded to eat the entire sandwich?
Except for the bird poop, which I kept my fingers where they were.
What a saint.
So she didn't know I know. Well, you know, that was the old me. New me probably wouldn't have done that.
Hey, Tyson, this is like the most polite story I've ever heard.
Yeah, this is crazy. So Danny will devour any number of excrements as long as someone goes out of their way to provide.
Guys, she was so nice. She didn't have to do that, okay? I wasn't going to make her think.
Where was this again? New Zealand?
New Zealand. I wasn't going to make her think a loud American didn't like her sandwich. I was going to eat it.
Was it a good sandwich otherwise?
It was a pretty good sandwich, yes. I believe it was like chicken tuna, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I would have probably forgone that.
Yeah.
But
chicken tuna,
so,
foul poop.
Yeah, isn't tuna the chicken of the sea? So now it's just redundant. Cool.
Yes.
So, well, I've never heard this story. I've heard all about your New Zealand trip. We were actually supposed to go to New Zealand together.
Yes. Together. That's right.
But I couldn't that year because I had burned out on pedaling a bicycle.
Hated bikes. Anti-bike.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear the lawnmower?
No.
It's running. It's running.
So you ate the poop. And you had never been sick
by the way,
I don't think.
I didn't eat the poop.
You
I chewed it. And then I pretend like I was drinking my chocolate milk, and I did the spit back.
Into the chocolate milk.
Yeah. Now the chocolate milk, which I was looking forward to enjoying, could no longer be consumed.
Wait, hold on. So the part that of the sandwich that the bird pooped on, you said you didn't eat that part. So then you were
eating. He ate some of it.
No. So
by accident.
Yes. I had taken that first bite. Then I had looked down, noticed I had pretty much consumed almost all the bird poop in one giant shark bite. And then... spat it out, and then kind of worked around, and then with the little crumb thing I was holding on to, which also had a little poop, I kind of jammed it into the chocolate milk at the very end.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, well...
And this lady just sat there watching you the whole time.
Well, she was inside her store doing her thing, cleaning up after making me that sandwich.
Probably looking out to see the joy on your face every once in a while.
Yeah, she's like, oh, he looks so hungry. He must be so happy.
What you didn't realize, Danny, was that value of that sandwich probably quadrupled at least once the bird pooped on it. Because listen to this.
How much is one poop?
Okay, listen to this. Okay, this is according... This is from reporting on CNN. Reputable.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Reputable.
The poop of seagulls, pelicans, and penguins could be worth nearly $500 million annually. Billion with a B. That's because seabird feces, also known as guano.
Same as bat.
Yes. It could be used as commercial fertilizer, and it is vital for contributing nutrients to marine ecosystems. So guano, Danny.
I've tasted guano.
Yes. Yeah.
I rode pretty strong that day, too. So
yeah, so maybe there's something to it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How do you collect guano? It's such a small amount.
With your mouth or on sandwiches.
Yeah. And you just put out sandwiches, and then you set the sandwiches on fire. No, but seriously, how do you... how are you collecting?
You probably go into their nesting area and shovel that up.
Still doesn't seem like that's enough. Mm. The tiny little birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you have like a huge nesting site where they've just been dumping nonstop, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah. On marine sites in coral reef ecosystems, the nutrients are deposited from guano, and they can increase the reef fish biomass.
Yeah, that makes sense because it's fish food too. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
So what Danny ate was actually quite healthy for a number of species and probably delicious as well.
But not
Danny,
for humans, right?
Well, I Danny's the only one I've known that's eaten bird feces, but he seems to have turned his nose up at it pretty quickly.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd enjoy that again. It could become a delicatessen in some country.
Yes. Yeah. There are high concentrations of nitrogen and phosphorus, of course. Mm-hmm. All of this stuff. Yeah, healthy fertilizer, Danny.
Oh, man. I should have kept the sandwich and put it in my little flower pot at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, your muscles has probably needed that stuff, too.
Oh, for sure, dude. It probably explains why I'm so cut.
Yeah. That's when you first started seeing your first vascularities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. It increases vascularity. Yes.
So guano production is a big business.
Yeah. So we got to get us some seabirds.
Seems like a lot of work. Either you have to have a lot of birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or what, you're just wandering the beaches, scooping it up?
No, you're not wandering the beaches, scooping it up. You're finding nesting sites and scooping up underneath them. That's how people collect guano from bats, is you go into a bat cave and look down at the floor, and it's just like 6 inches deep of guano. Shovel that shit into buckets and make your fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dude.
Yeah.
Come on,
dude.
I'm
excited. Yeah. I'm going to go buy the nicest shovel around.
The new
or just a giant
shovel.
Sandwich.
Yeah. Okay. This was a story that got a lot of attention in the last couple of days that I think people wanted to hear us cover on News AF. It is the plight of a German nudist who was at a nudist colony, and then a wild boar ran off with his laptop bag, forcing him to chase the wild boar, Tyson.
Good.
Such a humiliation.
Like, the fact that he chased the wild boar is incredible, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He didn't tackle it and get back his laptop.
Yeah, but he tried to. Was he trying to? Did he get his laptop bag back? Did
I actually don't
disappear?
Know. All I've ever seen is a little clip of him running. That's what I saw all in this picture.
Well, who
picture
was filming?
Yeah.
Who was filming him?
This is I saw that the boar ended up taking the laptop bag and then ran off to a place that I think was a more public place. And then a lot of people took pictures on Instagram.
This
and
is a trained boar.
Yeah. And this is from an Instagram post from Adele Landauer _ life coach, who spotted, yesterday at the lake, I saw a real hero. A female wild boar with two babies came out of the forest to search for food. In Berlin, we are free people. A little bit of a little brag. We love to bathe in the sun and lake we were born. So there were many people laying around on towels completely naked. Many of us were scared, but the wild boar seemed to be peaceful. After they ate a pizza from the backpack of a man who was taking a swim in the lake, they were looking for dessert. They found a yellow bag and decided to take it away. But the man who owned it realized the bag had his laptop. So he was very focused and ran behind the boars in order to get it back. Every one of us adored how focused he stayed when he came back with his yellow bag in his hand. And we all clapped and congratulated him for his success. This is what happens when you are focused on your goals.
Who the hell takes a laptop to a beach?
Yeah. Tyson, what's the scenario where I don't need my clothes, but I need my laptop?
I mean, I can't think of one. Mm-hmm. Quarantine, I mean, yeah. Obviously.
Sure.
But that's it.
The beach, though? A laptop? Yeah. The beach?
That's the
naked?
Thing. No, none of that. Because at the beach, there's sand. And the last thing I want is to mix sand with my laptop.
Yeah, exactly. And laptops get hot. You're going to put that on your ding?
But there's some people that don't care about their laptops like that, though. That doesn't even cross their mind, that sprinkling sand on
them. What about the temperature thing? You're going to put that on bare skin after surfing the web in the sun for an hour. We all know how hot a laptop is.
Well, maybe he's in the shade and he's laying on his tummy.
Hmm. You think he's got a piece of tape over the webcam on the laptop?
Nah, he's a nudist. Probably doesn't care.
Right?
Yeah.
He's probably secretly hoping.
Yeah. I like how everybody clapped for this gentleman, though.
Yeah.
That's because in Berlin, they're free people.
Yeah, they really are. I had a whole beach full of people clap for me when I lost my wedding ring in the ocean and swam down and found it buried under the sand and got it.
How many people knew clapping. About you, what you were trying to do?
Well, so the water was really choppy and there was like really low visibility and I was out in the water without a mask on. So when I dropped my ring, I was like, somebody get me a mask. So somebody ran a mask down to me and then I put the mask on and was diving around looking for it. And I had to go down like 4 or 5 times until I found it, grabbed it and then lifted it over my head and was like, I found it. And the whole beach cheered. And I was like a hero because they've witnessed how choppy the ocean was mm-hmm. and how low the visibility was. And the fact that I found my brand new wedding ring, because this was on our honeymoon, I found it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's all been downhill since then.
Yeah.
That was, you peaked.
Well, how do you mean? I still have the ring.
No, I mean like that kind of, you'd be were
still
a
married.
Small time celebrity at that beach. That was the high moment. All the adulation.
That's true.
Admiration. People yes. like, people it love
felt,
me.
It felt really nice.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
It felt great. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you don't even know who I am. But they did. They knew who I was.
You and this naked guy are kindred spirits.
We really are, dude. We really are. And I feel like he probably felt quite a sense of accomplishment. So kudos to him. And you know what, Berlin? Kudos to you guys for being free people.
Although,
liking to bathe in the sun, I wouldn't recommend it. That's how you get skin ailments from time to time.
Nude sunbathing especially, Tyson?
I don't know. I think if your pubic hair is deep and thick enough, then that's fine.
Okay. So that's a little bit of a summer tip from Tyson Apostle. Save the manscaping for the winter, everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is
really summer. Yeah. You want to have take
Grow
advantage of the natural shade.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what it's there for. Okay. Let's talk about a movie. We love to talk about upcoming movies. We had so much fun talking about Krull. A couple of weeks ago, I did see people asking for us to do some more movies, maybe Tyson's favorite movie at some point.
Well,
what is it, Tyson?
Strange Brew.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a great one.
Or The Jerk, watch something.
Crappy movies with all due respect to Krull.
Peanut Butter Solution. I saw that was out on Amazon Prime. Do you remember that?
That's where the kid, speaking of body hair, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This kid loses all his hair.
Yeah.
And then he learns how to make this potion mixing flies and peanut butter and smearing it on his head. And it grows his hair back super thick. And it is a wonky, ridiculous movie that I've had to Google many times to even remember if it was actually a film or not. Because so many people are like, never heard of that. I don't know. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
And then I had to Google it. And even Googling it, you didn't come up with much. But apparently it's on Amazon now. So
that's a good one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
Talk about that. And you're one of the peanut butter bandits.
And I am a peanut butter bandit.
Yeah.
I am the peanut butter bandit.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a good one. If people want to hear that, let us know. But there is a movie that supposedly is in production. that is putting together the talents of John Malkovich and Robert Rodriguez. The only catch is the movie will not be released until the year 2115, and it is called 100 Years, The Movie You Will Never See.
Awesome.
I like the idea. Yeah, I like it.
I love it, too.
It's trying to envision the world 100 years from now, so people who end up watching it will probably laugh, if they even have the ability to watch it.
But maybe it's just a movie that has nothing to do with the future. But I mean, I like it in some regard, but I also hate it in other regards, where Malkovich will never receive the accolades of his talents for this film. And everyone who is now alive will have not heard the breaking news of that. They will not have listened to this podcast before then going to watch the movie. Even if they were listening to this podcast at 0 years old, there's a very slim chance that they will be coherent enough to enjoy this movie 100 years in the future.
You know what? Our AIs will watch it and then comment on it.
Okay.
They'll review it. So this film is now in a safe at the...
It's already been made?
Yeah. Louis XIII Suite Club members by invitation only at the Hotel Le Majestic Barrier Cannes.
You can't pronounce it.
Oh, so you can see it now?
The safe is designed to open automatically in 100 years to ensure that it remains secure until its official premiere on November 18th, 2115. Perfect timing, because they really want to hit that holiday movie season in 2115.
Yeah.
Yep. If you think the hype for Tenet is bad, being delayed only a couple months, what's the hype for a movie that's been sitting around for 100 years? I mean, the pressure on these people to make a quality movie, because as it gets close, if the world is still intact, it's just going to be tremendous. I mean, the letdown's almost guaranteed.
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't even think they can film in 700...
780p.
Yeah, 700k yet. So they're going to put it in the film.
It's going to be all blurry, 4K.
Like 8K. It's probably 8K, but that's still blurry as shit compared to the 700k.
Not even 700k. HD. It's like by then they'll be watching, you know, they'll immerse themselves in entertainment through their masks and bodysuits. They'll be like, dude, how am I supposed to watch this? This is two-dimensional bullshiz.
This is such a dumb idea.
Yeah, I'm coming around full circle on this. Thought it was cool, and now I'm really not dumb.
I think if it was 20 years into the future, it would be dope.
Imagine if someone left a 100-year-old movie for us to watch. We would get it right now. We'd be like, there's not even sound.
Nobody can care.
This color scale is only 8 million. We're up to 97 trillion color scale now. This is garbage.
So dumb. This is a waste of everybody's time that was involved in
this.
It's
not vibrant. I don't understand most of the vernacular.
Yeah. Or the jokes. Or nothing. Jokes. It's all topical. It's conversation will be wasted. Okay, I've come around. Now I see the folly of this idea.
Lots
I'm with
of
you,
folly.
Rob.
Tyson, so much. The only thing I could see here is if they didn't really do this, but they're just saying they did this, then I feel like, okay, at least that this was like a, you know, make people think that they did something. We'll never be around to check if it actually happened.
Or even just a hodgepodge pile of
like
shit.
It could suck.
Where it's just like three guys slapped this thing together with their smartphones, and it's an hour long of just them pontificating about the future,
right?
And then throw it in here. Then that's cool.
Oh, yeah, I hope I'm not alive when this gets
mediocre
released.
Mediocre amateur outtakes, like
If only they could be so lucky.
Yeah, that's true. Because that is, as far as I know, that's 4K, right, Danny?
Sometimes, most of the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes 1080p.
So it's still going to look bad to our eyes by then.
Yeah, they'll be like, dude, I can't, it's so blurry. I can't even tell what this is.
Yeah, what's going on? Who is that?
Yeah.
Their face is just a blur. It's only 4K.
There you go.
All right. Well,
I would go for like,
throw it away.
I would go for like a 20 year into the future. I think that would be fun.
Mm hmm.
Because then.
Makes more sense.
Yeah. Like if we did. Why don't we do a podcast about the future in 20 years? For 20.
20 years?
Yeah, Tyson's got a good point. We'll still be around. We can laugh at ourselves. That's who's going to be entertained the most. Us.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, let's think about that. Let's think about what to do on the archive 20 years in the vault show.
Well, we'd be talking about what we'll just do what they did and try to pretend like we know what 20 years from now looks like.
Hmm.
Or we discuss all movie ideas that we think will have happened between now and then. A remake of all the Disney's except for the racist ones.
Yeah.
A remake of every Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A remake of, or Disney may just get totally canceled for Song of the South.
Mm. Nah, it's not going to happen. Yeah, they're too big. So.
They're too
all right, let's do it. I kind of like this idea. How are we going to lock it up, though? Like, how are we going to preserve it? They have this cool place to put it, and they probably have an awesome vault. I mean, what do we have that we could lock something up like this in?
Do you have a safe deposit box, Danny?
No. That seems old school. Can't trust it.
Safe deposit box. Robbers. Tyson, you can't say on the podcast.
No, I don't have a safe deposit box. I have a plastic box in my closet.
You know what would be cool? If we could put it into orbit for 20 years and then boost it out of orbit, have it come back down to Earth in 20 years and go out into the desert, pick it up. That would be cool. Do we have the budget for that?
Wait. So what do we need? A helicopter?
A helicopter could get us at least a good helicopter in the 20,000.
We're going to email a link to ourselves and then have it be like in one of those things, like send a letter to yourself and then have it be the email be delivered in 20 years.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, email might not be around in 20 years. You're going to want a physical copy.
I guess so. How do you make a physical copy of a podcast?
Download it to a USB.
Yep. And
then put it in a container and then bury it somewhere.
Yeah. Let's do it on vinyl. All right.
You can do it on retro. Vinyl. That's a good idea. Okay. We could do a vinyl limited edition like Wu-Tang Clan did, only make one copy.
Martin Shkreli?
Yeah, then sell it to Martin Shkreli.
Yeah.
And he has access to the only unheard News AF.
He's listening to it in prison every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On his Zune.
All right. Well, in 20 years, I do hope that this woman is still around, that it is a grandmother who is 103 years old, Dorothy Pollack from Michigan, that she was in a nursing home during the coronavirus pandemic, and I guess they discharged her, which, you know, I don't really know how possible. This works. I didn't think it was like, you know, prison.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, well, some of them are.
Mm-hmm.
So she got discharged for what? Good behavior?
I don't know. I don't know if they just weren't letting the residents leave from this particular nursing home facility. And so she was able to get out. And what did she do? She headed down to her local tattoo parlor for a tattoo. And the tattoo was of a frog.
She had avoided pledging to any gangs in the nursing home. And so now it's like, I'm going to get my own tattoo. I've been avoiding it for all these years.
Yeah.
Never pledged. I just like frogs is what she says. And it's of a frog.
Yeah. She says that.
Do you think it costs extra as a wrinkly old person to get a tattoo?
Because it's going to take up more square footage.
Yeah. And you got to stretch out so much skin.
I bet they just mail it in a little bit more if you're 100.
Yeah. Yeah, they know that they're not going to see it very well. And, I mean, it's not going to be in, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of places we could go with this.
Yeah, where are you going to go with it?
Well, I'm just saying, you're saying they're mailing it in because the person's old.
I didn't say that. Rob said that. I said they're charging extra because it's so difficult on such flabby skin.
Yeah, so you're thinking that they charge extra for scrotums and foreskins? And
yes,
like
I would think so, yes. I mean,
where did she get her tattoo? Can you tell
us
that?
Look at this picture.
It was on her arm.
Look at this picture of this woman's arm.
On her muscle arm?
I don't know if the best idea was to puncture that arm with anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she lived to 103, so she probably has already like survived like multiple cancer, you know. She's probably super tough. And
tough
so she's
lady.
Like, whatever. Tough lady.
Yeah.
To get that far in life, she's seen a lot. 103 years. She was born in 2017.
Is she lucid enough?
Sorry, 1917.
Is she lucid enough to be
she's seen a lot.
But is she lucid at this point to go in and request a tattoo? And the parlor's like, yes, ma'am, anything you want. Or are they like,
look at the pictures, Tyson, and you tell
me. She looks like she's...
She knows what she's up to?
Yeah. I'm seeing some life in those eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, she said, it was pretty exciting because years ago, my grandson wanted me to get a tattoo and I wouldn't do it. And all of a sudden, I decided I would like to have one. And if I could, a frog, because I like frogs. How old do you think her grandson is, Tyson?
Her grandson's got to be 80.
50, 60.
65.
That's like blows my mind to think of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, Grandma, you know what you should do?
Mm-hmm.
Get a tattoo. Yeah, but when
he said years ago, he could have been like 20 and she was like 60 at the time.
Yeah.
To her, time is irrelevant. She has no idea what... But you know,
that's a great
flies
point. I'm going to get so all tatted up. If I get to even to 80, yeah. Who cares?
If you get to 80, you're getting tatted?
Yeah.
But
what are you
going to
get?
Yeah, what are you going to get?
Whatever.
No, you got to have a plan. Don't go in with whatever. Look through the book, get some stupid Chinese symbols.
If you're going to get the whole body, then you got to do puzzle pieces over your whole body and have it filled in one by one like that other guy.
Okay.
Or you could have Mr. Goodbody tattooed all over your skin.
Nah, go hard.
With like muscles and stuff. You want to go hard, you're saying.
Go like hard with like devil tattoo, like spearing, you know, like the Pope or
skulls.
Something. Skulls. I don't know. I'm just trying to think what you
can get. A Pope tattoo?
No, he's being speared by the... No, dude. I'm just brainstorming.
Yeah.
This isn't what I'm saying. You've got lots of time to think about it.
Like a big, muscly devil with goat legs with trident spear thing.
That's kind of what I was picturing.
The Pope. As the
on
Pope.
Your chest.
Yeah.
And then, of course, a naked lady. Like that's just hard to pick which arm you want to put the naked lady on.
Yeah. The good thing about naked ladies is that if you play Survivor again, you still have some pornography.
I think I'm going to get a naked man. How about that?
Yeah, that's fine
too.
Yeah,
either one of those.
A lot of options to really make that an animated tattoo with your fingers.
There was a guy out on Survivor last time I played that had a naked lady, and that's exactly what I thought. I was like, I mean, if you love pornography this much, then at least you got a naked lady on your arm to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, your body is a canvas. You can
mark it up and ruin it however you want.
Yeah, go ahead. Get that injection of ink.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Just like God wanted.
So you're going to do a naked man, and is he going to be watching the devil spearing the Pope, or what is it?
He's going to be holding a video camera. Mm.
Yeah, he's going to be being chased by a boar, and he's going to be holding the boar's laptop in a bag.
Okay.
Dude, like you could tell the story of News AF all over your back.
Yes. Dude, that's a great idea, actually.
A mural. News AF.
Mm. In chronological order.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Salt Mines will be there. It's going to be awesome.
That'd be great. I have Danny eating the sandwich.
Florida man. The Florida man throwing an alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love this idea.
Spectacular. Okay. All right. Danny, do you want to take us to your bolt hole?
I can sure try. Guys, I had people over at my house. This is like the first time I've been on my computer in almost a week.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I seriously have not, between arguing with my wife and cleaning the house, I haven't had any time.
Why'd you argue with your wife? Because she took the painting away?
Well, that started. That was the beginning.
She won't let you get a naked person tattooed on your forearm?
No, her in-laws. I wonder if she would. I'll bring that up tonight as we're lying in bed. Like, hey, I'm interested. And for just a quality reason, I want to get a naked man on my forearm. So we'll see where that goes. I'm sure it's going to be a great conversation.
Okay. All right.
So I don't have one. I still have checked news whenever I had time, but nothing.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the alien story to drop. Like, hey, the truth is we've had a crashed spacecraft for some time now.
Wait, so am I playing the song now or no?
No, you don't have to play it.
Why don't you Google QAnon aliens and just read the first headline comes up?
Okay.
I've got nothing. I've got, I've been looking passively, not aggressively. And like I said, I'm not kidding you. I have been...
scouring
so much stuff. No, I've been slammed.
Okay,
so what did you argue about again then?
Oh, I mean, mostly just about in-laws being at my house for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you wanted
I said,
to stay
for I told her she was... I told
she was
her
saying
she was,
you weren't being a good host and you were like...
Well, I am not... Hey, I am not a good host. That is guilty. I am guilty of that.
Guilty
but my
charged.
Thing was, she didn't tell me when they were leaving. Mm-hmm. So she didn't lie to me. This is the discussion we had today. But by not telling me and then ignoring the question when it was asked, I kind of felt like I was being misled to think they were leaving sooner.
Yep.
And so then when I found out they were not leaving when I thought they were, and by the way, I like them. My brother-in-law
for the
is awesome.
Record.
Yeah. And his wife is awesome. Uh-huh. But it's just, there's people in your house. It's like, we all know how that feels. Some people probably don't care, but I care a lot. So I was like, a whole week. So there you go. That was the argument basically every day.
Every day you had that argument in
like
front of
like they're still here?
Guests.
Well.
Right in front of your guests.
Well, probably loud enough for the guests to hear two floors below us.
Because you were hoping they would hear and leave.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Yeah. Because that's a great tactic. Make them feel
really
so
is.
Uncomfortable. They have to
so
leave.
So unwelcome where they're just like, let's get the bags. We'll just be gone by the time they get out. Danny will be happy. Danny will finally be happy.
Getting a weird vibe from Danny.
I'm getting a weird vibe from Danny. You know, that's a vibe I'm putting off all the time. And the vibe is, I don't like you in my house. Can you please leave? And people don't really pick up on it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So
not even when you say that to them?
I would never say that to them, but I would say that to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So yeah, guys, I'm a terrible host. It's not working out for me.
But you're so polite to the woman in New Zealand that made the sandwich.
Yeah.
I wasn't married.
Sandwich.
I wasn't
just
married at
not
the time.
Her feelings.
Yeah, that was probably like the nicest thing I've done.
Okay, so if you don't have a bolt hole, then what's the second nicest thing you've ever done in your life other than eat the bird poop sandwich, which we know is ranked number one?
Yeah, the bolt hole is like truth or dare, Danny. Now, if you didn't, if you don't do complete.
If I don't have a bolt hole, I have to tell a truth.
Yeah, and I have to give confessions from your life.
Can you imagine?
The second greatest thing you've ever done as a human yourself that you maybe haven't received the praise.
Yeah,
the accolades of your fellow.
Is it a bad sign that I can't come up with something?
So the bird poop sandwich was just incredible. And you
peak kindness. That's when I peaked kindness wise.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What was number two where you were like, I'll never top this. And then you ate the bird poop sandwich. You're like, huh, what do you know?
You do.
Nothing.
Guys, I've got nothing. Well, I feel like I should have something to call on.
You just can't think of it.
But now I'm kind of like, really? I haven't done anything nice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Let my peers be the judge.
Not even something like this. Like, I open the door for people all the time.
I do that
behind me.
As a rule.
But if they don't say thank you, I usually just say you're welcome to them without them saying thank you, which is like a strong arm. Like, I didn't have to do this for you, but I did. And then they sometimes say thank you or sometimes they give me a dirty look. But when I'm feeling especially generous, if someone doesn't say thank you, I don't even say you're welcome them aggressively. I just let it slide.
Wow. That's your nice thing. The peak niceness right there.
I mean, it's just something I do once in a while when I'm feeling generous.
You know, I never held doors open. And then this is going to sound weird. I went to New Mexico, of all places, for a bike race. And I don't know why, but everybody there held doors open, like even when I was way far away. So I made it a point. I said, you know what? This is crazy. I can't believe how little people hold doors open, at least in my home state. So I made it a point. I said, you know, I'm going to hold doors open. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was
doors
so
open
freaking
all the
nice.
Time. And if somebody doesn't hold the door open for me and they just let it close in my face, especially if I have something in my hands or I have my kids with me or something.
Mutter horrible things about them.
No, I thank them for not holding the door open for me. Thank you for not holding that open for
me. I didn't want that.
Looking me in the eye and letting it close in my face. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's cold. If you let the door close and look the person
look
in the
back,
eye.
Look them in the eye.
That is next level. Can't even imagine. That's beyond me. I would never do that. I might, give cold stares to the guests at my house, but I would never shut a door and just stare at the person through the glass as it shuts.
So what it sounds like to me is like, you mean well.
Yeah. Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, of course.
I think that people could generally say that, you know what? There's a lot of things to be said about Danny, but he does mean well.
That's right. Thank you, Tyson. That's your nice thing for the day. Dude.
I do a lot of nice things, yeah.
All right, good. Maybe I'll do something nice tomorrow.
All right.
Well, it also looks like, Rob, I've got to take credit for it here, I think. If the Big Brother contestants get their kids on the show for a family visit, I feel like it's partly my doing.
Wait, is that
something that's
being talked about?
They showed all the kids from the on the first episode. Everybody's kids,
but
they showed them.
Nobody's coming into the... I mean, they don't even do a family visit on Big Brother. They might get a... you think they could have like a Zoom call with kids?
They're going to do something, and it's going to be kids, and it's going to be partially...
it's a total bubble situation for Big Brother. Like, nobody's coming in to...
Tyson, why are you taking credit for this idea?
Because Tyson
fought for it on Survivor... to have the kids out.
And then everybody was like, oh, I'll have one. Oh, that sounds good. I'll have that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have that too. Yeah. And I was like, no.
What's that?
I
poop wanted sandwich?
It.
Okay. I'll, that
is the lady watching while I eat it? Yeah. I'll choke it down.
That guy's just wolf is scarfing it down. Let me try one.
It looks delicious.
You're open. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think if we don't have anything else, then we should just list Danny's nicknames one more time before we sign off. Okay.
There's three of them. I think.
Skeet Dog, Danny Monday, Vascular D. Is there any more, Rob, that we're forgetting?
No, those are good.
I think there has to be, right?
There's more for sure. There's more.
I'm not dead yet, so still time.
And in Alaska, in the wilderness, I know you're not going to be seeing too many people, but I still would ask that you visit sex couches with precaution.
Just
because of the current climate.
Be very careful, Danny.
Especially now. I like to lay out trash bags and some old newspaper every time I, you know, get amorous on a couch in the wilderness. Yeah. Newspaper.
But also, will you please document any sex couches you may come across?
Yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Also,
you know what?
The whole newspaper does not do anything in terms of, you know, it might cushion, but does not protect you from any germs or bacteria.
The couches have disappeared. I don't know if someone's
sex
collecting them
out,
for an art project, but I've just noticed a massive drop in sex couches over the last 6 to 8 months.
Big conspiracy.
Yeah,
right?
It's a conspiracy. What does QAnon have to say about it?
No, I mean, stop referencing them.
About that.
Seriously.
All right.
Fine, guys.
All right.
I just think someone is doing a good deed, and they're going out there, and they're picking them up, and they're putting them in the back of their trucks, and they're touching them with their bare hands, which I would never do, or getting like the sofa rubbing up against their face as they load them into the truck. I mean, these are real heroes that are taking care of these sex couches.
And the sex couch has been sitting out there so long that it's shedding whatever fabric
it has. Yeah, it's like a fine dust, and he's breathing it into his nostrils, or her nostrils, could be either. And
either
it's just
or.
Like, God bless them because they're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. Do you think they're refurbishing the couches before putting them back in their rightful spots in the forest?
Maybe. The question really is, what will Rob's sex couch tattoo look like? So many options here.
I mean, I think it's just going to look like a regular couch, Danny.
That's it. Nothing on it. Nothing going on. And it can't look like a regular couch.
It's got to be outside.
On the couch and the tattoo?
I don't know. Because look, if you just have a couch
in
it's
the
like,
woods, Danny. I mean, that's
what I'm asking. Like,
you
is
know
it
what's
set
you
against the
know.
Backdrop
it's a
of some trees?
Sex couch tattoo.
I would never doubt that. I know that if you're going to do the couch on your back, lower back, it's going to be tastefully done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give some credit, Danny.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Danny.
All right. Danny is off to Alaska. If anybody spots him out in the, is it the Yukon? Or that's only?
No,
I'm sure.
Denali.
Denali.
Dang, that would be cool if it was the Yukon, though.
Yeah. All right. Be sure
that
to say hi
perfect.
To Danny.
Or bye.
Or bye. Either way.
Yeah. And Danny,
social distance. If you see him, we'd like to get him back.
Please.
Yes.
Yeah. We wish you well, Danny.
Thanks, guys.
Be safe.
Why is this sound? Why are you guys talking like you're never going to see me again?
Just to be safe.
Precaution. Yeah, you know? To have the sound bite.
The last time you went up there, we almost didn't get back.
Remember your torque gauge malfunctioned?
Yeah, dude, I just popped my torque gauge in the middle of the wilderness.
And you couldn't measure anybody's torque at that point.
No, you couldn't measure the torque. Mm-hmm. No, and that's important. Okay, guys, I'll do my best to get back here in one case.
Be safe. We love you.
Tyson, what's going on with game night with Boston Rob?
Wednesday night. We're going to do a custom Survivor trivia night.
Okay.
And we can allow up to 200 people to play along with us.
So we're going to find out who knows more Survivor trivia, you or Boston Rob?
Yep.
That's actually interesting.
Or 200 other people.
I would be very, very interested to find out who knows more Survivor trivia.
Right?
Did you say 200 people?
Experts.
Yeah.
200 people, 200 fans. Whoever's the first 200 there will be able to play along with us in this Survivor trivia night. And, we are going to have a lot of fun. See, winners are going to get t-shirts for free. Their choice of Rob versus Tyson shirt, Boston Rob construction shirt, or a Nature with Tyson shirt.
Ooh, I like that shirt.
Yeah.
And I can send you one. Do you want me to send you a Nature with Tyson shirt?
I would wear it for sure. Yeah.
Okay. I'll get you one.
I'd be very interested to know which questions that both of you are going to get wrong from seasons you actually were on.
Okay. Well, I think I don't know who's putting the trivia together.
I think
that
is what I'd be really on the lookout for.
Okay. So I will text the admin and make sure there's lots of questions from seasons me and Rob are on.
Yes, yes. Because I want to find that. I think that everybody goes nuts if either of you miss a question from a season you were on.
Okay. Yeah, so that's Wednesday night. Tune in live on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Rob versus Tyson. It's free to watch. You can subscribe, follow, and that way you get notified when we go live. But we will be live at 9 Eastern, 6 p.m. Wednesday evening.
All right. And be sure to go ahead and check out newsaf.news to subscribe and rate this podcast. We're back next week with Danny, hopefully.
Hopefully, guys.
All right. Thank you so much again for listening. Yes, Tyson?
That's all. We did it, guys.
Take care. Bye.